The person who studies is a boy or girl who goes to school. He goes up the road there. He's at that school.
Mm-hmm. He is,
You might say, if you make good grades, you'd say, oh, he's a very good...
He's a good teacher.
Okay. What about the kids, though? Would you say he's a good pupil, a good scholar, a good student?
I would say a good student.
Okay. And what about a woman who works in the office to take care of the mail? She's a...
I would say she's a...
She's not the boss. She's a...
Clerk.
Okay, a clerk, mm-hmm. Or what about a... Oh, those people up in government, like the something of state or the Secretary of Agriculture. What do you call them?
They call them,
Secretary?
Yeah, secretary.
Okay. A woman who's in a movie is a what?
Moving star.
Okay, and maybe if she's not as important as to be a star, but
she's
acts...
an actor.
Or a man is an actor and a woman might be an...
A star.
Okay, or an actor.
Actor star.
Okay. And anybody born in the United States is not called a Mexican. He's called an... When you think about the problems that other countries have,
mm-hmm.
You say, well, I'm really glad I'm an...
Not a Mexican.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm an... Not an Englishman, but
I'm glad I'm a... America.
Okay. And I think we've done all of these. What would you call the man that you work for?
I would call him...
If his name were John, you'd call him what?
Oh, Mr. John.
Okay. Would, let's see. I've got most of these, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been out at a party and you look at your watch and it's 11:30 or so, you say, well, we better be getting home. It's something midnight.
It's getting midnight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If somebody calls you and said, come on, you say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
And if you ask somebody, if you want to know the distance, if I were to ask you the distance from here to Leslie, I might say, well, how
far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've got all these. If somebody looks very sickly, is very white and frail looking, how would you describe it? You say, well, he's been sick. He's up and around now, but he still looks a little bit...
On the weak side.
Okay. Any other ways you might say that?
Well, I'd say he still look bad.
Okay.
He still don't look good.
Okay. What about, how would you describe somebody that really looks strong?
I would say she or he sure looks strong and healthy.
Okay. You say, well, boy, old so-and-so is really big and...
Healthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about old butter, you said, what was the word you used?
Old butter.
Yeah, it smells how?
Strong.
Okay, is you strong in that sense, too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about stout? What does stout mean?
Well, I don't know. I ain't never heard old stout, but I hear old rank butter.
Okay.
Old stale butter.
Okay, would you ever use the word stout to describe a man or a woman?
Yeah.
What would it mean then?
I would say she stopped and got stout.
Does that mean she's gained a little weight?
That's right.
It doesn't mean that she's strong.
No.
It just means she's
gained weight.
Gained some weight, okay. What about, how would you describe somebody that's really easy to get along with?